It has come to my attention since the last launch of Content by Design that a lot of entrepreneurs are focused solely on social media content. This cohort that's coming through Content by Design right now, we're kind of going back to the beginning to rediscover the beauty in long-form content. What is long-form content and why is it important in your business? That's what we're unpacking here today on Unjaded, so that you can have content that actually lasts longer than 6 seconds on Instagram, and that you're really building a pathway into your business over time so that people keep finding you as you grow in your business. Long-form content is where your authority grows. Thought leadership is going to come from long-form content. It lasts longer, it deepens the connection with your audience and your ideal fit clients, and it can align beautifully with your own human design and how you're designed to create. And I feel like I harp on this all the time. However, the fact that it's showing up again in CBD is a real eye-opener to me that maybe I'm not focusing on it enough here on the podcast and other places in my business. So today I'm going to walk you through exactly what the difference is between short form content, what I would consider social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, those types of things, and long form content like your blog, your podcast, your YouTube channel, your email list even. So social media is the snack. I think that most of us as entrepreneurs are really tired of snacking on social media. We're tired of the fact that it takes so much effort to create in a way that can engage people quickly, that can stop their scroll. Our attention spans as a collective have gotten so very short. And most of us as entrepreneurs are really tired of feeding that beast. Because we're continually having to search out new gimmicks, new fads, new trends in order to make people stop and pay attention. Long form content is really the four course meal. Your long form content is where you can go really deep into any topic that you're talking about. And it's where you can unpack a lot of different things around it that people will come through and find for a long ass time. It's not just about feeding an algorithm. It's about really optimizing that content that you're creating in a way that helps people who are searching. So we want to look at intent when we're looking at long form versus short form. Long form content, people have search intent. You think about what happens when you go to YouTube. You search for something on YouTube. Probably. You probably don't just go there and think, oh, I'll see what the YouTube algorithm has for me today. You're looking for an answer to a problem. That's search intent. When you go to a podcast, I know when I go to my podcast player, I'm heading out for my walk in the morning, and if I don't want to listen to one of my favorites, if I'm looking for something new, I'm going to type in business, content creation, intuition, spirituality. I'm going to type in something. So I have search intent. I know there's a category that I'm looking for. And when you optimize your content with those search words that I'm looking for, you're going to come up for me. Blogs. Maybe people are coming to your blog from your Pinterest. Maybe they're coming from a social media post, but they're going to stick around for a little bit. They could be searching in Google or in AI searches, and you could come up if you have optimized them properly. So if you want your business to be sustainable, you have to build this foundation of long-form content, not just short-term reach with short-form content. Here we're going to unpack what actually is content, why is it important, why long form wins over short form, and how you can use your human design to choose the long form content that's going to work best for you and your business over time. This episode is completely brought to you in response by this cohort, or through my experience with this new cohort of CBD, because I have this whole big brand new group of entrepreneurs. And here they come thinking that I'm going to teach them how to create social media content. We've actually pivoted a lot in this round of CBD to go back to the beginning of long-form content. It feels like we've all been like put into this washing machine spinner cycle and come out thinking social media is where it's at. And I want to change that with you today and get you excited about long form content again. So what is content? It's not just posts. It's really communication with purpose. It's how people find you, and it's why they stay with you over time, because they love to listen to your podcast. They love to read your blog. They love your poetic way of explaining things. They really like how real you are in video. They love the information that you're sharing and how you help them integrate it. It's what keeps people sticky to you. Content is how your audience gets to know, like, and trust you. And I know that know, like, and trust is getting really beaten around these days in the online space, and people are saying that you don't need it. I don't see that as a thing. I think now more than ever, maybe they don't have to like you, but they definitely have to trust you. And we know that we're in a trust recession in the online space. Buyer trust is at an all-time low because people have been burned over and over and over again, and we're burned out from the social media hype and the hype around all of these big promises that entrepreneurs are making and then not delivering on. Your long-form content helps you to show people how you are different, invites them to be sticky to you. Everything that you put out into the world can be considered content. Could be your blog, your podcast, your YouTube video, your emails, your LinkedIn profile, your Pinterest, your Facebook, your TikTok, your Instagram. It's all content. And it becomes this beautiful ecosystem. Now, I'm going to address with you here today, I really want to invite you to choose one long form piece of content, one long form platform, and leave the rest for now. We've been sold this bill of goods in the online space about being omnipresent. We have to be everywhere all the time. You can't be everywhere all the time in your business. You just can't. None of us can. And we don't really need to be. So what can happen is that we really water down our message because we're not considering the intent of the user on each platform. If we're just sharing our Instagram posts across Pinterest and Facebook, or if we are sharing our podcast straight up, like I do now on YouTube for discoverability, hoping that people will come back over to the audio, because I really am, audio is where it's at for me. So long form allows you to repurpose a little better than short form. Yes, you can expand on short form, but with long form, you have all of these different snippets you can take and repurpose specific to the platform. So that should you choose to be omnipresent, you actually have something that works on each platform. But I'm going to really work with you today to help you to understand that you don't have to be everywhere all the time. You can pick one. You can pick one and own it. If you are an online entrepreneur, content creation is part of the job. And I'm going to get a lot of pushback on this. I always do. I don't know where we came to this place as online entrepreneurs where we think that it's optional to create content, because it's not. There are two ways that you can create content, organic or paid, or a mixture of the two. But content has to be created if you are an online coach or service provider in this space. Them's just the facts. So why is content the heartbeat of your business? Why do we have to create all of this content as entrepreneurs? And does it have to be all this content? Like we feel like when we're on social media, we got to be there 7 days a week. We got to be doing reels. We got to be educating. We got to be inspiring. We got to be doing all of the things on stories. Content is the heart of your business because it builds the relationship before the sale. It turns invisible entrepreneurs, tiny little entrepreneurs, into trusted voices by allowing us to be found through SEO. That's huge. And we're going to talk a little bit about SEO here. Long form content builds credibility in a way that algorithms and social media cannot. There's a lot of fake stuff online everywhere. Everywhere there's fake stuff online, most especially on social media. I don't know about you, but I go onto my Instagram feed. I'm barely even going onto Instagram right now. It's all I can do to keep up with storying because everything feels fake. I can be scrolling and be like, fake, 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 fake. It's very tiring. And I think that even in the last 2 months, so I'm recording this the end of October, and even in the last 2 months, I have seen from my market, an exodus from social media. People are tired. They're tired of this rat race that is social media, and they're tired of the fake. So long form content builds credibility because most people are not using AI bots to crank out 1,000 or 2,000 word blog posts. I mean, yes, AI can create a podcast episode for you, but for most of us, that's where our people feel us as real. For most of us, our YouTube channels are where people feel us as real. So it really is a way to build credibility. So just to recap, short form content is what I would consider social media for the most part. It's visibility and reach. And yes, it does make things faster. If you want to grow your business, social media will almost always make it faster. SEO, search engine optimization through your long form content is the long game. So you can absolutely combine both. Long form content builds your authority. It builds depth. It's thought leadership. It's where your perspective lives. Short form is going to get attention, but long form builds connection and conversion over time. And it, just like fine wine or cheese, it gets better and better over time. Again, with the right optimization. Long form lives beyond the scroll. And that is huge for us as online entrepreneurs because we're all freaking tired. I haven't talked to one single online entrepreneur lately who isn't feeling drained from all of the stuff that needs to be done in their business. Long form wins because search engines and AI index long form content. That means that it continues to be deliverable over time as long as you've used SEO. And again, the repurposing piece. You can get dozens of clips out of your podcast episode, quotes out of your blog, out of your YouTube channel from that one piece of content to feed the rest of the stuff in your ecosystem. So let's talk about human design and your content creation process. Generators and manifesting generators are designed to live in response. My invitation to you is to create in response as well. The first thing that I'm going to do inside Content by Design with every single person who comes through is break down their view that they've internalized, their belief that they've internalized about what consistency is. My number one mission is for you to redefine what consistency means to you and get you creating according to your human design so that people actually feel you in your content again. So you're not just showing up to bang it out and fill up an algorithm. You're speaking from the soul of who you are. And as a generator or a manifesting generator, that is going to be in response. Think of yourself like a talk show host or a journalist. Something happens, you report on it. Something happens, you share your point of view. Something happens, you unpack it. Something outside of you gets you started. Doesn't have to be another person. This is a question that I get a lot of the times. Does it have to be another person? You could respond to a billboard. You could respond to a TV ad, a Facebook post, another person, a situation that happens in a restaurant when you're visiting or a cafe, anything that's outside of you. So choose a long form platform that allows you to create in response, which is any of them. You can create anywhere in response. For me, my podcast is my number one long form place. That's where people find me. That's where they come into my world for the most part. And I am always creating episodes in response. I told you at the beginning, I'm a manifesting generator. I told you at the beginning of this episode that it was brought to you by something that's happening inside my cohort in CBD. The last episode of this podcast was on how a situation in my own business caused my engagement on Instagram to tank 79% and what I'm doing about it. It's response. Now I'm going to batch these episodes out when it's convenient for me to do so. When I'm having a good hair day, I'm going to batch them out if I'm doing them on video. But it's always, always, always about response. I really want to unpack your throat center with you as well. And I'm hoping that I won't get this episode too long for you. Generator types will not have a throat center that's motorized. Weird human design language. You may have a defined throat as a generator, but it will not have a motor attached to it, which means that your energy for speaking is going to float on and off, on and off, on and off, no matter if your throat is defined or not. So how can you honor that in long form content? Well, maybe you batch out playlists of YouTube episodes when the energy is on and you're in response. Maybe you run a series of podcasts. Think how a new series comes out on TV. I just realized that I didn't watch the last season of This Is Us. So I'm binging that last season. Well, you could do that with a podcast as a generator. You can absolutely create a consistent podcast where you want to show up every single week with an episode. But I've worked with a lot of generators who fall off of that wagon. And I believe that people are our consumers, our audience members, are okay with any way we show up, any consistency we choose for ourselves, as long as we let them know what it's going to be. So if you as a generator say to your audience, I'm going to show up when I'm in response, I'm going to create seasons for you, I'm going to create playlists for you, then they're okay with that. But when you say, I'm going to have an episode for you every week, and then you disappear for 3 months, that's not good. Manifesting generators, you too are going to operate in response. You are here to respond. However, you will have a motor connected to your throat. Motors give us more energy. Motors give us consistent energy at that throat center as a manifesting generator. So speaking as your main long-form piece of content or long-form platform may be the best course of action for you. Now, speaking could be YouTube. Speaking could be speaking in a membership. It could be doing Facebook Lives. It could be doing podcasts, anything at all. Oh, that's what I forgot to say with generators. Consider guesting on podcasts as well. That's a good strategy for anyone to guest on podcasts, because then you're doubling your exposure because you're being exposed to someone else's audience. But for manifesting generators, it's often easiest for us to just go with our voices. I know for me, if I'm communicating with you online, I am most often going to ask if I can send you a voice memo, because it's really easy for me to get the energy through my throat center. So a regular podcast works really well for me. It's easy for me to show up here every single week for you. It's super fun for me to do an extra bonus series in the summer, at Christmas time, whenever I want to, because the energy is always there for speaking. If you're a projector, what long form style of content could you create that allows you to share the depth of your wisdom? So you are here to guide the energy of the planet, specifically generator types, but to guide the energy of the planet. You really have a beautiful gift for focusing on one person at a time. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't scale your business with group programs. That doesn't mean that you can't scale your long-form content by speaking to a bunch of people at once. That's not what that means at all. But I invite you to think about how you can really feel into focusing on that one thing. That one thing, that one person who needs your help, that one person who you can guide. Recognize yourself. Recognize yourself for the badass job that you're doing in your business. And consider using inviting language. I know we oftentimes think about projectors and needing the invitation. You don't need an invitation to create content. If people are following along, if they have raised their hand, they're subscribed to your podcast, subscribed to your YouTube channel, reading your blog, they have invited you. They have recognized you. They want to hear from you. But I always find that when I get to work with projectors, which is a lot of the time, inviting language in your content really lands well with your people. Same thing as a generator type with a non-motorized throat. Even if your throat is defined as a projector, it's not going to be motorized. So, and then the energy piece, we want you staying rested as a projector so that you can hold this transformation and this potential for us energetically. So, does batching content work better for you, or would a series work well for you, or a playlist on YouTube? What is easiest for you as you honor your energy and you invite your people to learn from you? Manifestors, you have a divine creative flow. Whatever you believe the divine to be is from God's lips to your ears, like this divine creative flow. It's not always on. It's on when it's on and it's off when it's off. And for you, it really is go when the energy is there. Go when that creative insight comes through. You have to have the freedom in your business to be able to just create when that urge is on without interruption. So what long form style of content, what long form platform allows you to do that? You have a motorized throat, so speaking is probably really great for you. I have a few manifestors in my Design to Profit community, and never fails, they're always going to want to unmute and talk because the energy is there for it. So how can you allow yourself the freedom to speak in your content? Doesn't mean you never write. I'm a manifesting generator. I love to write, but it's easiest for me to speak. And in our content creation process, I believe that we get to bring ease into that process. Because that's how we're going to keep at it. If it's hard, we're not going to feel like doing it. If it's hard, it's going to feel like a slog. Reflectors. So you really are sampling into the auras of your community and you're reflecting back. You need a lot of time. The last thing you need to be doing is showing up every single day or telling people you're going to show up every single day, because your energy is going to be really different every day, depending on what gates or energies the moon is highlighting. You're a lunar being. So you're going to have different energies highlighted. I have a friend who's a reflector and he says he feels like a different person every day. So can you allow yourself, or how can you allow yourself to show up freely in the different energies that are coming through as they come through? Can you allow a blog post to flow when it's flowing, if you love writing? Can you allow a podcast episode to flow when it's flowing, if you love to speak? How can you operate in reflection, in service to your community? Because you see something that they cannot see for themselves. So what I would love for you to take away from this episode, I would love for you to throw out the word omnipresent for the rest of time. Let's look at mastery instead. You don't have to be everywhere, but I invite you to own one platform. Think about if someone was recommending you to someone in your audience says, "Oh my God, you have to discover Sally. I just love listening to her podcast. I just love watching her YouTube videos. I just love reading her blogs." What is that person going to say? You want to be that invested in your main long form platform. And once you get it built up, you can absolutely go to the other places if you want to do that. You can also have someone else repurpose some of the content from your main platform into other bite-sized pieces so you can be more omnipresent. But master that one platform and then repurpose for omnipresence. It's really about redefining consistency as it lives in your human design. You don't have to be anywhere all the time. You're going to break your life if you try to do that. Get really good at one thing. So as you walk away from this episode, I invite you to think about what long form platform feels most natural, most exciting to you. Is it writing? Is it speaking? Is it videos? Look at your current ecosystem and ask yourself, am I feeding an algorithm? Or am I building a foundation? And if you're feeding an algorithm, I'm going to invite you to step away and start building your foundation. Start building your content ecosystem. I spoke about this in the last episode that I got an email from Joe Paluzzi earlier in the week. His guess is that we have 3 years before we become completely invisible if we are not using long-form content and proper optimization, search engine optimization. What are people Googling to find you? Actually, I'm going to tell you something here. I wasn't going to say this. Spoiler alert. I have a killer offer coming up in Black Friday that you're going to want to have. It is a 23-episode private podcast that walks you through everything to get your business on solid footing and making money. It's got a robust workbook with it. I'm just finishing building that out today, actually later today. And it goes into search engine optimization and how to do that. Now, I'll talk about that a little bit here on the podcast as well, because this is something that's going to keep coming up for us as online entrepreneurs, content creators. But I don't think we have 3 years. I think Mr. Paluzzi is being hella generous when he says that we have 3 years. You know how fast AI is changing things for us. I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine just the other day, and we're both in business. And I said, my chat had gone down. And I said, I'm so thankful that I remember how to use my brain. I'm so thankful that I still write from my brain, that I still create podcast episodes from my brain, still connect with people from my brain. Imagine that something that I didn't even use a year ago in my business now feels like, holy shit, it's down. AI is changing things quickly. And one of the ways that you're going to be able to stay ahead of it is by creating long form content and optimizing it in your business. Your people are craving this now more than ever. They always want more of you. So what's one piece of long form content that you could create? You don't have to have the whole pathway aligned. You don't have to know this is the cadence I'm going to podcast on. This is the cadence I'm going to do YouTube videos on. This is the cadence I'm going to blog on. Just start. Just create one long form piece of content. And I think even in that limited series podcast, I think I even have an episode on Pinterest to build a yellow brick road to your long form content. At any rate, in the show notes, there is a button for you to smash that gets you in on my Black Friday early bird list. I've got offers for 5 or 6 days coming out, A lot of them are new offers. Some of them are offers that have been reworked that I know you've been waiting for, that you're going to be super excited at how you can get in on them. One of them is this private podcast. And there are things for under $50 on my Black Friday list. So you and me, we can get working together to get your business where it needs to be to survive in this age of AI. You know, content is my baby, and I want you creating the kind of content that is going to solidify the foundation in your business as we move forward.